Yeah, you're right. You know, Matt, that we haven't had a lot of losses like this. We've always had a chance, or at least gotten tying run, winning run up to the plate late in the game. Game got away from us in the eighth, and you know, we fought to stay in it after Paul came out. I thought the guys that came in did a good job in holding it at four. You know, and unfortunately, game just got away from us there. So that this is one that you know, it's not pretty, doesn't feel good, and you know, one we got to move on from.
What did you see from, I guess, Pivetta today? And at this point, can there be anything done to shake things up offensively in the future?
Yeah, well, the kid Pivetta had a good breaking ball today. That's one of the best curveballs I think I've seen in a while. You know, he makes his pitches, just got ahead of hitters, which is going to be effective. You know, on the flip end, I think Paul fell behind today early, and that's what led to his trouble. When you're behind in the count against good hitters, you know, they take advantage of that. So I think Paul, you know, was up in the zone more than normal for him, and thus the result wasn't great.
Yes, on the positive side, you got Laureano a few more good at-bats. He has two of your four bases. What's you know, the improvement of Laureano does for your future in the top of the lineup there?
Yeah, no, Ramon's a presence up there, and as you talk about, you know, he's continuing to take better at-bats. You know, we talked last week, I believe, in Ramon's, you know, getting his feet on the ground, being more comfortable, coming back to this club. He was away from the game for, you know, 80 days, and that has impact. But the Ramon we're seeing now is the Ramon that we've seen in the past.
Hey, Cots, piggybacking off the question about the game getting away from you, it's been three games in a row, 11 runs in the eighth and ninth inning. How concerning is that to you that your bullpen, no matter what the circumstances are here, you had a game that could have won, these two got away from you. How concerning is the whole thing to you?
Well, I think these guys have done a great job for us all year. You know, this pin up until you know, recently, they've performed. And again, we look at the makeup of this pin. They're young. There's not a ton of experience outside of Trevino on the back end. And you're going to go through stretches during the course of the year that you take your lumps, and you've got to learn from it. You got to grow, and you got to get better. I think that's the message in that room right now for the back end of those guys, is to continue to you know, lean on them for you know, what they've done, what they've accomplished so far. Lean on the success, and you know, flush the failures right now.
I'm not sure how many times it happened, but it seemed like there was a few times at least, and once a leaping catch and a few other times where you hit the ball on the nose and got nothing for it. As manager, are you cognizant of, like, kind of checking out the dugout and seeing if shoulders are sagging when that continues to happen?
Yeah, you know, guys are frustrated with some of the at-bats. You know, I think that frustration, you know, comes from when you take a good at-bat, you don't get the result, right? You know, Seth Brown's line drive out into a shift where the second baseman's playing shallow right field. You know, that's probably a hit 100% of the time. And with a runner on third, it's a big hit. It's a momentum hit, and it gets taken from us. It's, you know, it's the way the game's being played right now. And they got to fight through it, though. We got to find a way. And that's kind of the message right now, is just go out and find a way.
All right, thanks, Cots.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.